This is a Civitas Capital update. A legislative panel has learned of a new round of borrowing planned by local governments that amounts to over $476 million. Just over $33 million of that would require approval from voters. Members of the panel were given another list at a previous meeting that totaled nearly $750 million, again with most not requiring approval from voters. That brings the total of planned local borrowing in 2012 to over $1 billion. Some legislators complain that even when voters get to approve debt, they're not told the total cost of the borrowing, including fees and interest. There was legislation proposed in a previous session of the legislature requiring that disclosure, called the Truth in Lending Act, but it was rejected. The committee doesn't have the authority to approve or reject the planned debt. The local government commission in the state treasurer's office has a legal oversight and will review all proposed local debt. But the purpose of the legislative committee is to make the public and state legislators aware of the amount of borrowing going on at the local level. That's the Civitas Capital Update. I'm Matt Willoughby.